What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I want to teach you a trick today to make sure that every campaign and every funnel you build always wins.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody. So I wanted to do this episode because I was bored this weekend. Not really bored. I never bored. We have a lot of stuff going on. But Friday, we were about to leave the office, and then one of the guys on my team, Nick Sanders, was like, hey, do we have any other fun projects you want to do on the side that would be kind of fun? And I was like, what is the fun project that we have on the side that, you know, that we could just do real quick? And he's like, I got some time this weekend. I'd love to just bust something out. I'm like, okay. And we started thinking back, and I remembered that 8 years ago, I had this idea for a site called T-Shirt Smackdown. And the concept was like picking two competing concepts or philosophies or whatever and make a T-shirt for each one and let people vote with their wallets, right? So they come to the site and they're like, oh, I want this one to win. So they buy the T-shirt to make sure that that one wins, right? And so I remember I designed the site we had designed 8 years ago because it was so funny because we were it was back when Obama was running against Romney. And so in fact, the initial PSD files we found had the Obama versus Romney thing. And so it was kind of fun. And anyways, we found that those PSD files. I was like, dude, let's make this. So he took it. And he got it all working inside of ClickFunnels and spent this whole weekend doing that. And obviously the elections are coming up right now. So like, let's do some Biden-Trump shirts. And so we got designers going out designing T-shirts and all sorts of stuff. And anyways, just been this really fun project that we put together literally like in no time. It's crazy. Like it's been sitting on my hard drive for 8 years now. Like I can't believe I found the PSD files. It looks so cool. In fact, if you want to see it in action, I'm not sure when this podcast episode will drop. My guess is hopefully the site will be live by then, but it's tshirtsmackdown.com. So you can go see it there. Anyway, so the concept is we pick two different shirts to compete, right? So like when the movie Twilight came out, we could have done like Edward versus Joseph, or, you know, during the Bachelor season, it could be this person versus that person or whatever, right? And so you pick two competing things, you put them out there, and you let the communities of the things all go and vote on it. And so with this one, like, we got like, I don't know, less than a month before the election. Everyone's really angry about both sides. Like, we should capitalize on this, right? As capitalists do. And so we put this together. And so Jake on our team went and got a whole bunch of really cool T-shirt designs that he made. One, you know, some for Trump, some for Biden. And we threw up on the site. And anyway, they've been killing themselves. And it's almost ready to go. So we're excited. It's going to go live. And again, all you guys should go pick your favorite. Go to tshirtsmackdown.com and buy what shirt you want to prove, to, you know, vote with your wallet. But anyway, I'm telling you this because a lot of times we have an idea for something, right? And you're like, man, if I spend the time and the energy doing this, I have no idea. It's going to take me all this time and I have no idea if it's going to work or not. And like all this fear, right? The reason why I'm able to do crazy things like this without any fear is because before I said yes, before we started the process, the first question that we asked was, if we do this thing, where are we going to get the traffic for it? That was the question. And if I don't know the answer to that question, the answer, you know, then the answer is always no, we're not doing this thing, right? Like I have to know that first. And so that was the first question. It's like, where do we get traffic? And I was like, okay, well, to get traffic for this means we need conservative Republican people and we need liberal Democrat people, right? And so I'm like, where do we find those people? I'm like, okay, there's email lists that we can rent here, here, and here. And then there's the email lists we can rent here, here, and here, right? And then here's these Facebook pages we can target. Here's the liberal, here's the conservative, here's the, and so we like really quickly and as quick as we could found as many different variations as we could of both sides to know where to get traffic. So very quickly, right, okay, boom, here's the traffic. I think conservative, we could probably send, I don't know, 10 to 20,000 clicks in a 3 to 4 day period of time, which is how long when these Smackdowns will probably end up lasting. And so, right, okay, let's do it, right? And so now, Nick and Jake and Jamie, who've been working on the site on their free hours, after hours and weekends and stuff, while they're doing that, I just went and texted all these people, said, hey, can I rent and add to your list? Yes. Can I rent and add to your list? Yes. How much is it going to cost? Okay, I want it this date. I want this much. And within, I don't know, within 12 minutes, 10 minutes maybe, I had enough traffic lined up to get about somewhere between probably 10 to 15,000 clicks, half on the conservative side and half on the liberal side. And so now, when the site's live, I can click a button and that fast sales will start coming in. Okay. So I want to share with you guys, number one, because I want to show off and brag about my fun little idea that we had 8 years ago that we're finally actually executing on. But number two is for you guys to start thinking about this, okay? That's one of the biggest things people have. They spend so much time and energy and effort on their idea and their thought, and then they go and they make their sales message and they build their funnel, and then they're like, where do I get traffic? And that should have been the first question, not the last. I remember, man, this is pre-ClickFunnels. No, it wasn't pre-Click. It was right when ClickFunnels first came out, actually. So about 5 years ago, probably. I was in London and I spoke at this really cool event. And afterwards, my wife and kids were still, gallivanting around London while I was, finishing my speaking thing. So I sat in the hallway and talked for 2 or 3 hours to all the people there, which was really fun. You know, definitely intimidating as an introvert, but it was still good. I'm talking to everybody and they're asking all these questions. I still remember one person asked me this question that I'd never answered before. No one had ever asked me it before, but he asked the question. He said, "Man, you've been doing this so long. How do you know that something's going to be successful before you do it now?" You know, and I started thinking, and he was right. Like, I do know. Like, I haven't failed at this game in a long time. I failed a lot initially. Like, I failed more than you've tried. I guarantee that, right? Hundreds of times we launched funnels that did not actually work. And I would say in the last 5 or 6 years, pretty much all of them have worked. And so the question was like, well, what do you do differently? Like, what do you know? Like, what's the answer? Okay. Now, before I give you that answer, I'm going to cut to a really quick sponsor from myself, and I'll be right back to answer it here in a second. Hey, everyone. I wanted to quickly interrupt this podcast episode to let you know about something really cool that I just started doing that I want you to be part of. I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions. And right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out, and actually text me a message, okay? Now, the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now. Okay, if you text me at a community, come on, let's just do it. Anyway, all right, so let me answer the question. So the question is like, how do you know that a funnel is going to be successful before you build the funnel out? And the answer I told him is the first time someone ever asked me it, the first time I ever answered, I told him, I said, hey, the reason why I do this is because I find the traffic source first. I don't go and create a product that I want to create. I don't go and take my best idea. I go and find the traffic source first and figure out how much the traffic going to cost. What does it look like? I figure those things out. And then the question I ask myself is, okay, here's the traffic. Here's the market. What does the market actually want? And then I start brainstorming my ideas. That way, when the idea is done and the sales message is done and the funnel is done, I know like the traffic's there. I just click a button and traffic shows up, right? And so I want you guys thinking about that as you're building your businesses, whereas you are in any spot you are right now. Like just imagine, like, as soon as your thing is done, where's the traffic going to come from? Where's that place? Like, do you have it already? Do you know where it is? If not, stop everything and just go figure that out. Like, go figure out where is the traffic going to come from before you spend all the time and the effort and the energy trying to figure out what you're going to create, right? And honestly, when you figure out where the traffic's at and you figure out how in the world can I get access to this traffic, what's it going to take? Who do I need to get to know? Who's the person that's going to sell me the ads? How much does it cost? Like, all these things you start figuring out ahead of time. Then when you find that traffic source, you know, one of the best things you do, like let's say it's email traffic you're going to rely on, like get on that email list and get all the emails coming in. And then that way, as you see the emails, you're like, oh, I see this offer and this offer. Here's all the offers that are being sent out to this group of people. Now I know what this kind of person is responding to, right? Or if you're following them on Facebook pages, all of a sudden you start seeing everybody's ads, like, oh, now I know what this type of person is looking for, what kind of offers are working, and it'll stimulate the ideas for the offers and the products that you actually want to create. Okay, so that's the key, guys. That's what we hope to understand, is that a lot of times most of us do it backwards. And instead of doing it backwards, the first goal should be, where's the traffic? Where's the traffic at now so I can go find it? Right? And then go and figure out your product, figure out your funnel, figure out your sales message, find the traffic first. Okay. If you haven't yet, I'd highly recommend reading the Traffic Secrets book. I talk a lot about this. You know, the first phase for me of how I find that traffic is going through the Dream 100. In fact, it's crazy. In our Two Comma Club X coaching program, it's $25,000 a year coaching program. people come in and I think everyone thinks I'm going to give them some magic sauce that I've never talked about before. And module number one, literally, I forced them to actually build out their Dream 100 list. People are like, why? Like, I thought I was here to make money. I'm like, exactly. Right now, our job is to figure out who are the people who already have your traffic, right? Where are they at? Where, like, the better I understand that person, that group, the more successful I'm going to be, right? Because now I know what are all the other offers that are going out there. Who's controlling the traffic? How do I get to know them? Can I buy my way in? Can I work my way in? Like, all the other things, right? And so, anyway, that's what I want to share with you yesterday, just looking at things a little differently. We were able to launch this site. You know, my guys spent the weekend plowing through getting it done, getting the designs, getting the programming, getting, you know, it all into ClickFunnels and everything. And then I spent 12 minutes texting the people who I know have the traffic, and now we're ready to rock and roll. And that's how the game is played. It was fun for this. T-shirt Smackdown is every week. We're going to have a new Smackdown, right? And so right now the Smackdown is, you know, for the next 2 or 3 weeks, is going to be the politics. And after that, guess what it's going to be? I don't know yet, but I know that I'm going to know where the traffic's at before I go and I do the thing, right? I'm going to go say, okay, where's the traffic at for, like, let's say it's some movie coming out, or maybe it's the finalists on The Bachelor, or maybe it's, who knows, right? I'm going to go and find the traffic first. Like, where do I actually get that traffic from before we design the t-shirt, before we get the thing created? Otherwise, it's just going to be a waste of time, energy, and money. And that's how we play the game. All right, I hope that helps you guys. I appreciate you all. If you got any value from this episode, please take a snapshot of it, post it on your social profiles, and tag me in it, and let me know your biggest takeaway. It means the world to me. I read every one of them, and I will definitely read yours as well. Thanks so much, you guys, and I will talk to you all soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Russell again, and really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community, and it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is gonna help you. It's gonna help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. onefunnelaway.com.